Right now, 70 years ago tomorrow on the 10th of February 1945, a US Air Force plane crashed during a blizzard. Obviously, the weather was a lot worse then than it is this year. Less than a mile from where we're sitting now. And with me in the studio to tell us a little more about the incident and the plans to mark the occasion is Father Gary Jenkins from St. George the Martyr Church, which, being located on Ongar Road, is itself also very close to the crash site. So first off, welcome back to Phoenix FM, Father Jenkins. Good to see you again.
And good to see you again.
Now, first off, perhaps you can tell us what is known about this incident. And I know you've been digging around. You've found out all sorts of extra bits.
Well, I wasn't there 70 years ago, but I've got various versions. One is a lovely version. A local little boy was at his house in Westcott Close, and they heard the crash, and he went rushing off to see it. His mother shouts out, "Come back here, come back here," but he didn't, and he still lives in the area. The eldest Furlong boy still lives in the area and can tell his version. Another person told me only yesterday they had gone up to Brentwood to the old Odeon Cinema that some listeners would remember. They had got the bus back. He was about 10 years old. His younger sister was with him. Outside St. George's Church, the buses stopped, and there was a queue of traffic in front. Policeman eventually comes onto the bus and says, "There's something's happened up the road. You've all got to get off the bus and follow me. I'll see you up to Pilgrim's Hatch." And as they walked along the road, when they got to Larkins Fields area, trees and hedges either side were ablaze, and there was explosions going off, and they saw the wreckage of the plane. We think the plane had left perhaps one of the Essex or Suffolk USA Air Force fields that were around at that time and was going to France or Germany to our troops who were gradually moving through. By that I mean the Allied troops moving through, and it seemed there was a heck of a lot of first aid equipment on board. And the crew was either 5 or 7 men. How it crashed, we don't know. What we do know, there were no German planes up at the sky at that time. You know, they had stopped sending their planes over to us. And the V-1s or V-2s, they weren't manned. So we think the theory is it could have been struck by lightning.
Even though it's a snowstorm.
Yes, I know there's a snowstorm and there's snow all over the ground, but that's a theory. It could have been struck by lightning somehow. I'm not a scientist. I don't understand all this.
No.
But that's a theory. Anyway, that or could have been engine trouble or something. Anyway, he starts to come down. He sees the houses in Pilgrim's Hatch, though that was not built up as much as it is now. Trying to avoid them, we think he was aiming for Larkins Field. But he clips the roof off of the house at the end of Broomwood Gardens, on the corner of Broomwood Gardens and Kensington Road, where the Elphick family lived in those days. And Jean and Babs were able to tell their version 10 years ago to us and to the Brentwood Gazette of what they remembered. Their mother was cooking fish, and the fish
I like the
vanished.
Details.
Yes, it was Friday, fish on Friday.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Mother was cooking fish, and they never found the fish again. It vanished as she was cooking. They had had a jumble sale in aid of wounded servicemen, and the pile of coins they'd got from the jumble sale, that survived and was still on the shelf, all intact. Little things like that just bring the story alive. And 10 years ago, they were still finding bits of metal in the garden, which they thought was from the plane.
That's amazing. Now, the plane itself, I think, was a Dakota Douglas C-47. It was a transport aircraft, so presumably it wouldn't actually have been directly involved in any combat as such.
No, it was just taking, we think, first aid equipment.
Now, you were saying that the owners of the house that was hit, they escaped unhurt,
yes.
All of them.
Oh, yes, they all escaped unhurt, luckily, but the fish vanished.
Now, you said also, you're telling me earlier on, that they haven't rebuilt the house that was damaged, and the whole area sort of... Like
no, the house that was damaged was re-roofed.
Oh, re-roofed.
Oh,
right.
Yes, that was rebuilt. But the plane actually crashed, not into the house, but it took the roof off. It was more just a bit further on. Many people know the area of green on the corner of Kensington Road and Ongar Road. And Jean Rimmer, she was, is now, and then Jean Elphick, she showed, you know, us where the plane sort of crashed and lay. Then it was just sort of woodland or rough woodland area.
Yeah.
When they built after the war lots of council houses, etc., the council houses weren't put on that site. They were behind the green. I do wonder if it was out of respect for the Americans who died there. We just don't know. Somebody mentioned that to me yesterday. They had wondered at the time whether it was out of respect or, of course, was the land polluted. But lovely cherry may blossom trees grow on the site now.
That's good stuff. But you were saying just now that even today they're finding bits of metal. So
Well, 10 years ago they were. The president inhabitants of the bungalow are finding it, I don't know.
Yeah. And what's known about the crew itself?
We've got the names of two of the crew. The rest we don't know. Their bodies were eventually taken to the USA cemetery near Cambridge.
Now, 10 years ago, on the 60th anniversary, you marked the occasion with a requiem for the crew, after which the congregation went on to the crash site for a minute's silence. So you're doing something similar this year, I guess?
Yes, the same again. 10 o'clock at St George's Church, a requiem. Then when the requiem finishes, we come up the road to the crash site. We will have a representative from the United States Embassy with us, and also our Mayor of Brentwood, who is also a councillor of the Pilgrim's Hatch area. So that's appropriate.
Oh, very, very much so. But you're having some difficulty finding Americans themselves.
Yes, I can't find that many Americans who are living in Brentwood. So there's various appeals. First of all, Americans living in Brentwood, please come to honour these men who are doing their bit for freedom, for world peace, when this awful thing happened unexpectedly. Secondly, we want people who are willing to sing. We're going to sing Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord, which is the unofficial American anthem, I believe.
Right.
We also hope to sing The Old Rugged Cross, but with the American tune. And we want people, you know, willing to sing.
That sounds good to me. You've been on the lookout for an American flag to use alongside the Union Jack. Have you been successful?
We've got one that we're going to drape on the altar, which belonged to an American serviceman. We've also got one on a pole from a person who heard our appeal and very kindly responded to it.
That's excellent stuff, excellent stuff. So,
and we're going to parade both our Union flag and the American flag along in the service and also to the crash site. Remember, everybody, the Union flag would be dipped at the crash site, but not the American flag. Somebody can ring in and tell us why the USA never allowed their flag to be dipped.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they never allowed their flag to be dipped, yes.
Well, there you are. Something new you learn every day. Well, look, thanks very much for popping in today and telling us all about this notable piece of local history.
And it's Saturday, just to check. February the 14th, 10 o'clock at St George's Church. It's Valentine's Day as well, but we just thought of Saturday as a day people could get there to just commemorate this. It was a sad event.
Yes.
The Jean Elphick's mother was still in contact with the family for a few years after the war because they'd written to thank them, you know, for just being there, you know, and supporting and things like that. And so I helped some of the Elphick family. We hoped Mr. Furlong and his younger brother, who he dragged up to see the crash site, would be there, and others who may remember it or who heard from their parents about it.
Oh, absolutely right. Now, you're saying it's happening on Saturday. The crash itself was on a Friday.
Originally it was on a Friday. And as you said, it was a snow blizzard going on. But the oil from the plane turned the snow green. That was a memory of the time. Turning the snow green. That was a memory.
Right. Well, that's another fascinating piece of information there. So it's all happening on Saturday, not Sunday, as some newspapers inadvertently put. So it's Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning at the church itself, and then moving on afterwards to the crash site.
We hope to be there for about 11-ish at the crash site.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for all of that. It's really fascinating.
A bit of Brentwood history.
It's certainly Brentwood history.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.